Welcome to the Technically Not Yours podcast, where I talk about whatever I want. So if you can't stand rambling, hit stop now, because your bitching in the ratings section of this podcast will only receive hearty laughs and nonstop insults of your character. A disclaimer, this podcast will probably offend you. If you proceed and become offended, bitch please, you have been warned. Welcome, folks, to the inaugural episode of Technically Not Yours. I don't know if that's aptly named or not. However, I used to do a podcast called Ethnic Lesbian Random that was focused mainly on gay and lesbian and transgender news. However, I would also go off into other random topics, depending, because I'm also a help desk technician who fixes computers and some mobile devices and things like that. And eventually, about 70 or so episodes in, I dropped off somewhere, and then I realized I missed podcasting, but I didn't know if I wanted to get back into the news side of things, and so I sat around pondering, asking some friends, wondering what I should do, if I should pick a subject. And then I remember back in the day when I did do that podcast, some people would have a fit because they'd be like, oh no, this podcast is a bunch of ranting and rambling and there's no order and organization. And some people would be like, it's so boring and I'm so mad because, you know, I was happy that there was a podcast made by a black person and it's just as boring like the rest. And I would be like, you know what, homie, kiss my ass. So I decided I would make a podcast that would be about any damn thing I felt like. And decided to put a little bit of a twist on it, because, you know, not technically yours, it could be technically a tech podcast if I felt like. And damn it, I'm not yours to put in the fucking box, assholes. So that's what this podcast is. And I put that little disclaimer at the beginning, because I could be really offensive if I felt like it, or I can be really nice, because I'm a very weird human being. I actually come from a Southern Baptist background, and actually came out a long time ago as bisexual, and then I became Christian, and then they scared me into the closet, and then I was brainwashed and told all the lesbians and gays they were going to hell, and I was preaching to them they were gonna burn in the fire. And then I was like 24 and then came flying back out of the closet, and then I was on the opposite end telling people, what, look at you hypocrites, I'm not going to hell, nobody's going to hell, kiss my ass. And so here I am, random human being. I've been on both sides of the spectrum of telling people they'll go to hell and being the person that other people will say you're going to hell. So and I've also been one of the people that has had no technical knowledge with a computer to someone who has a vast amount of technical knowledge. So I've been on both sides of those. I've also been a person who dated men and been with nothing but men and turned into somebody who just dates women. So I've been on both sides of a lot of spectrums here. And I'm going to go ahead and say that definitely don't want to go back to the whole men thing. Oh, that's terrible. Heterosexual women everywhere. Wow, my hat's off to you, because, yeah, I don't see how you do it at all, any of it at all. Men are just so blocky. The only thing that men have going for them is that they don't drive me insane with their stupid emotions like women do. Anyways, ladies, if you're hot, call me. Okay, so this first podcast, what are we going to learn today? Well, today we are going to learn the appropriate use of the term bitch please. And I, your host Kim, am going to make this very simple for you. What exactly is the phrase used for? It's a very impolite way of telling someone to stop talking. Here are the three scenarios that I will give you. All right, first one. You have a friend who always has relationship problems. And we all have one of these. They are always picking the wrong partner. They're glutton for punishment. The one who picks the douchiest of douches. And then proceeds to bitch about it and never dates the good people, because of course then said person would not have anything to bitch about. When they start out with, you wouldn't believe what he did this time, or, oh my god, you wouldn't believe what she said to me, stop them before they can get in a rhythm. And say, bitch please, they wore your life story out on General Hospital, I ain't got time to hear this shit, and then walk away. Scenario 2. Are you passive-aggressive? Well, this phrase can change it up for you. Trust me. A few well-placed bitch pleases can give you a brand new attitude. Someone decides you're a doormat. They want to walk all over you. Force you to do something. They want to say, do what I say, or you will lose me, or you'll lose everything. Say, bitch, please, take your ass somewhere else. Talking that mess. I got places to be. Shit to do. You gonna get the fuck out of my way? Thanks. Fuck people. They're stupid. And scenario number last. You're at the bottom of the ladder somewhere, and your boss has a boss who 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 has a boss, and that's on top of that boss who has another boss who has another boss, and you're like, damn, my life sucks. And you feel like authority is slapping your ass around. This is one of the times you'll have to be more skillful with your bitch please. For you see, this is the craftiest bitch please. It's the best bitch please. You could even slap someone upside the head with it. Cause knowledge is indeed power. So if you're at the bottom of the work ladder, learn everything you can about your work environment. Be the best worker you can, even if your boss is nice or rude. Make your reputation so impeccable that when customers or outside people come in, they wonder, damn, why is this person in a non-supervisory role so much more knowledgeable and professional than their supervisors? Oh, yeah, it's the best bitch please, because then you've got all the room in the world, because you can ascend the ladder, or you can leave and make your own ladder, or climb the ladder elsewhere. The best bitch please is the one that leaves a lasting impression. So remember, bitch please. Now everybody, say it with me. You ready? Bitch, please. I'm about to dispel a whole lot of myths for you people. And we're talking about on the tech tip. Here we go. I'm going to explain two things. The first of them is going to be something that I tell people all the time, and I'm going to tell everyone so that all techs around the world don't have to explain this ever again. Now, I hear two things from people. They call tech support, and they complain that, one, they hear from techs, they always say reboot. Oh, that's so annoying. Why do they ask that? And the other thing they say, when they call tech support, they ask me, is it plugged in? Did I make sure it was turned on? Okay, we'll start first with the reboot. This is why we ask you to reboot. There's something in a computer called RAM. Stands for Random Access Memory. What Random Access Memory, aka RAM, does is you see, when you start your computer and you open, let's say, Facebook, you open Word to type a nice little document, you open, I don't know, your Internet Explorer or whatever, and start searching all these sites and all that good stuff. So you have all that, right? And then, you realize you haven't got your morning coffee. So you're like, well, crap, let me go get that. And then you go running to the break room. And you realize, some idiot didn't actually start the pot of coffee. So now you have to go and start the pot of coffee. And we all know that takes some time. Meanwhile, your computer at your desk is just waiting there. And eventually, to save power, so that your computer just doesn't die on you, it's got to conserve its energy. Therefore, it goes into a sleep state, which means that it now has to memorize what your computer looked like so that when you wake it up from its sleep, it remembers exactly what pages you had open. That's what random access memory does. So when you come back after making that pot of coffee and making your delicious cup of caffeine addiction, you get back to your desk and wake it up from that sleep. There's your Facebook, and there's your other pages you were surfing, and there's your Word document that you're typing in, and everything that you typed into it is all there. It didn't suddenly just disappear just because you left your desk and had to make this pot of coffee and everything. It's all there. The computer remembered that. It didn't suddenly stop doing it. So, random access memory remembers that. But the problem is, if your computer somehow got a glitch caught in it, say, for some odd reason, your Facebook freaked out, and the system's like, oh my god, I don't know what happened, something went weird in the coding in the page, and every time that you try to go hit the back button, something goes crazy, and all of a sudden your Facebook just freaks out, and no matter what you do, your Facebook won't act the way that it's supposed to. And you're like, damn it. So you close your Internet Explorer. But every time you go to Facebook, it starts freaking out again over and over again. You're like, well, crap, what do I do? And so instead of doing the thing that is logical, because you think, random access memory, what's it do? It remembers the state that your computer is in, so that when it goes into sleep mode, it won't lose what you were doing. So you're thinking, okay, so if, what do I want to do? If I don't want it to stay in that mode, I have to clear it. So, I don't want it to keep this memory. So what do? I just clear it, which is why we say reboot. So when you reboot the computer, it no longer has that random access memory because it's only temporary. So when you reboot it, it has to forget everything because it has to close all of its processes, has to close your Internet Explorer and Facebook, your Word document, all of that. It has to forget everything that you had been doing and start over fresh. That is what random access memory does. Temporarily holds all that information, the programs you had open, everything you're doing. But when you reboot it, clears all that again. So when you have a problem with your computer, always reboot first. Because if I have to run up to your damn desk because you had a glitch in your system and you didn't reboot first and the problem is solved by a reboot, I'm going to be real angry because there could be somebody whose computer is just like downstairs smoking and they're like, Kim, where the hell were you? Like, the computer was asking me to do something and I needed somebody to answer it, but then you were, where the hell were you? My computer exploded. I'm like, I don't know. I was upstairs restarting somebody's computer for them when they could have done it themselves. So people, I got other problems to deal with. That's why we tell you to restart. It fixes seriously 98% of problems. I'm not even kidding. And this is another reason why technicians will tell you to make sure things are plugged in. Even us technicians do this too, because after you spend about 9 or more hours having to fix other people's computers, you get tired and you come home and you're like, ah, why the heck isn't my computer turning on? And you look around, people are like, I'm like, all right, is it plugged in? Because if I had a dollar for every time somebody's called me for an emergency and I've had to run up there to figure out what's going on with the computer just to find out that it wasn't plugged in or they didn't hit the power button, I wouldn't need a job. Not even kidding. There have been times where something has not been plugged in and I have had to plug it in for them, or they didn't know there was a power button, or they didn't know where the power button was located. Which is a little weird because, you know, you would figure after being there with their computer for more than a month, they would know where that button is. But you would be surprised how many people don't know. So yes, we don't just ask these questions because we think it's fun or we're trying to detour you. It's because we've actually run into those problems. I've even ran into somebody who actually works for DirecTV, and there's a button in the middle that says select, and it's red. And people would call in and they would say, hit the select button, and people can't find the damn select button that actually says select. So people, we don't say this shit because we're rude or wasting time. People fucking can't find the power button or forget to plug this shit in or don't know where the power button is. So damn it, restart your computer before calling tech support and make sure that there are no loose cables and your shit is plugged in before you call tech support. Just trying to help you out so you don't have angry tech people and I can go help people whose computers are on fire, okay? I'm just, you know, just trying to help you out. All right, peace. Till the next episode. Bitch, please. Yo, yo, just want to let you know the music used during the tech tip was by Spooky Reuben. Check it out at spookyreuben.bandcamp.com. And the other music used in the other random sections is from Partners in Rhyme at partnersinrhyme.com. So check it out if you want any music for your crap. And catch the TNY podcast on Twitter at TNY podcast. And if you want to leave a voicemail or talk about what the fuck ever you want to talk about, I don't care what the hell you want to talk about on this show, just leave me a fucking voicemail. We'll talk about whatever and play it on the show. And you can leave that at the number 702-350-CAST. But if you're in the year 2012, that number would be 702-350-2278. Leave a voicemail. Make the next show interesting, biatch.